You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Woody Donna with You Should Be Smiling. And we have got Bianca Bailey from Woody Donna on the line. Kia ora, Bianca, how are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, it's great to be able to chat to you today. I think the last time I saw you play was a wee while ago at the Tuning Fork, but it was an awesome as night, and you've been working on new music, and you've got a new track out today called No Follow Through. You must be stoked about that.
Yes, I'm so incredibly excited to finally have a sort of like the next evolution of Woody Donna to finally bring that to life and share that with everyone. Yeah.
That's so exciting. What have you been up to? You've been in the studio. How was the process for this track?
Yeah, so we recorded the EP at the Surgery in Newtown with James Goldsmith back in maybe July last year. So we've been working on it for a little while. And actually, it was funny. I was just listening to, obviously, You Should Be Smiling, which is a track that we did for the Harco's 2 days, sort of 48 hours thing last year. And we have actually recorded a new version of that song.
That's exciting.
Well. That's going to be on the EP. And I was just being like, oh, I'm really excited for everyone to hear that as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because, I think it's really cool to be able to, like, go back and be like, oh, this was a really awesome thing that we've done, and I know that we can make it so much better and like a whole sort of new energy and breathe new life into it. So, yeah, I'm just absolutely just fizzing. Yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm excited to hear that as well. It's always really nice when you get a chance to rework something that you have already had a little bit of life with and see how it plays out when you've got slightly different mixes going on or different people in the sort of process with you. Tell us a wee bit about No Follow Through as a track though, because it's your songs are quite, they kind of hit a cathartic nerve, I think, for people a wee bit when they're listening to the lyrics, but also you make such a big sound and it's a really good kind of music to thrash out some feelings to. Tell us a wee bit about what was going on for you when you were writing No Follow Through, or what this track is all about.
Yeah, so I think No Follow Through was written in the later end of 2020, and it was very much a song about feeling like I had managed to start a million things that year and not get anywhere close to being able to sort of accomplish or finish everything, which is something obviously a lot of people can relate to over the last few years.
And
it's so funny because you're like, it's not a lockdown song. I didn't write this lockdown or the pandemic, and you're like, oh, it's just everywhere in my life.
Yeah, it's kind of unavoidable.
Yeah, but I suppose it was, and more importantly, was about sort of realizing that it actually, no one else is sort of pressuring you to get these things finished, and obviously if no one knows what you're up to, they don't know that you've been working on something, or maybe you haven't got to the place where you wanted it to get to.
Yeah.
And so, like, you know, you're only really there to sort of prove things to yourself and prove to yourself that you can sort of finish something or accomplish something that you've been working really hard on for a really long time. So, yeah, that's sort of a little bit about the song. And it was really awesome to sort of bring that to the band. And obviously this sort of new era of Woody Donna is very different to the sort of Sprout EP that I released in early 2020. And I've been able to obviously develop a bit band over the last couple of years and focus on playing getting a sort of really energetic and cathartic live show going, and sort of being able to bring that energy into the recording space, sort of having a more confidence and knowing the sound that we were trying to go for a little bit better, was a really awesome process. Yeah,
that's so great. It's a really hard thing to get the sound of a live setting into a recording, but I'm so excited to hear how that bleeds in, because I'm sure you'll be really good at it, because everything that you guys do is filled with a lot of joy and playfulness, which I think really draws people in. And then you've got these quite, sometimes quite personal, sometimes quite vulnerable or heavier ideas that you're sort of, I guess, sneaking out underneath those kind of big joyful guitar moments there. I love the idea of no follow through, because I think, as you said, everybody can relate to it a little bit, especially at the moment. It's hard to really focus or stick to one thing because there's just bloody heaps going on in the world. But I like what you're saying about the new EP being alone, being kind of a coming of age story, sort of. Do you want to tell us a wee bit more about that?
Yeah, so I suppose it's essentially just a collection of songs that I feel tell a little bit of a story about sort of learning about yourself and learning about what you're capable of or what you can do, and sort of reactions to sort of the limitations that are put on you.
Yeah.
This is throughout the surrounding world. Yeah, it's very much an EP that just purely reflects everything that I have been going through, anything that's been happening in my life over the past couple of years, and like we've been saying, everyone's going through so much at the moment. So I feel like hopefully that there's a lot of little parts and pieces that people can take away from it.
I'm very excited to hear the whole project. It's coming out in May, and it's going to be on vinyl as well. That will be nice to hold a bit of your own work in your hands. How does that feel?
Very, very exciting. I was just saying before that it was sort of like a no-brainer. It was sort of like, oh, do you really like? This is your first project. Are you gonna put it on vinyl? But I think it's something that just ever since I started this project, I was like, you know, just one day I'm gonna be able to make this happen, and to finally get to that point where I'm like, yes, I got the test pressings back a couple of weeks ago, and that was a pretty surreal moment to finally have that. So I'm really looking forward to being able to, share those around too. Yeah.
That's super exciting. Well, I think we should have a listen to the new track. Thank you so much, Bianca, for speaking with us. This is brand new Woody Donna. It's called No Follow Through. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Always on the inside. I need love, please.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.